Internal transfers, previous page, next page, children moving, fostering homes. If a child is unsettled or unhappy in a particular fostering home, this could hinder their development. Sparks fostering staff will support the fostering family and child to improve their relationship. However, if this is unsuccessful, the registered manager may consent for the child to be moved to a different fostering home within the agency. This would only be considered if the child and the child's social worker request an internal move. Once the registered manager confirms that a move can be considered, the Sparks fostering social worker will present the child's profile to the Sparks placement team, with a summary of the work done with the child and foster carers prior to the request. The placements team will check which foster carers could be matched with the child, and will speak with the potential foster carers and the child's social worker to put together a list of potential matches. The child would then have the opportunity to have introductory meetings with the available foster carers. If the child, their social worker and the potential foster carers are all agreeable to the move, a transfer of fostering home is arranged as soon as possible. If an internal foster home can't be found, the children's social worker should explore a planned move to another fostering provider. It may be that a move to an external provider would be in the child's best interests, is likely to make the child feel heard and seen, and it may prevent unexpected and unplanned breakdowns in placement. Foster carer requesting a change in social worker. It is expected that all foster carers will receive an excellent level of support from their fostering, supervising, social workers. If the service is not satisfactory, the foster carer should refer to the complaints, allegations and whistleblowing policy. The Sparks fostering registered managers will endeavor to rectify any problems. If foster carers feel that they are receiving substandard support, or if they feel that their relationship with their social worker isn't optimal, they can request a transfer to any other social worker within Sparks fostering. A written request should be sent to the Sparks fostering registered manager. The agency will then review which social workers are available and suitable. The details of available social workers will be presented to the foster carer, who will decide who they wish to meet. The foster carer and social worker can meet as often as they like before they both agree to a transfer. Once a transfer is agreed, the foster carer will be allocated to the new social worker. Foster carers should note that the previous and next social workers will complete a handover on their own, and one with the foster carer, before the transfer is complete. Any unresolved issues or concerns held by the previous social worker will be followed up by the next social worker. Foster carers who are subject to an ongoing complaint or allegation would have to wait for the investigation to end before a move is requested. Staff requesting new line managers. The staff within Sparks Fostering have a lot of control over how they manage their work, including the option to request to be reallocated to a new line manager if that is what they wish. To request a move, the staff member would submit a written request to the registered manager, with details of the preferred new line manager, if this has been considered. The registered manager will arrange for your line manager and the next line manager, and/or other potential matches, to meet to discuss a transfer plan. If the staff member is subject to disciplinary processes, or a complaint or allegation, they can't change line managers until the investigation is complete.